Omer B'yechanon.
A couple lines down in Yuchester, we got into it yesterday. Omer B'yechanon, B'shloishe mekaimus holchu b'chachomim achar haroiv v'yasom kevadai. It's an interesting Gemara here. Tosfos explains at the end of the sugya that, I mean, generally speaking, we hold a roiv as a vadai, generally speaking. I mean, roiv makes vadai, maybe it will be surfing as a truma, like we said here in Rebchiyah. But we'll see, there's going to be an exception to that rule. And Tosfos says at the end, there are some roivs which they call roiv she'eino gomor. Interesting thing. In other words, Chazal Amogishat, I guess it's not 74%, it's 61%. But, you know, I don't know how Chazal shuts it up. But a roiv she'eino gomor, so we go with it, but it doesn't make it vadai. So you won't be soyrif as a truma. It's still... So he's starting off saying, B'shloishe mekoimus, holchu boch achom achorov asom kevadai. The three places we have clearly, it's mamash vadai. Makar, Shilya, Chaticha. Makar, Hodam Aram. That's our case right here. Again, we had yesterday all the possibilities, but let's say according to Reb Chiyah said, Dama nimtza b'proiz, chayim al b'yis minglish, sorf al osa chuba, that's a vada. Okay. That's case number one. Shilya. Shilya, what's the English word?
After birth, the placenta.
The sack that the baby's in. Ditnan, Shilya babayis, habayis tom. What's the name? Those? She gave birth. There obviously was not much there. It was a shilyad only. We say the bayis is tom. We're not talking about her now. The house is tomi tumas mes. Why tumas mes? Because we assume in the shilya there's a vlad. Veloisha shilya vlad. Not that the shilya is a vlad, but she ain't shilya below vlad. Reb Shimon, one second. Reb Shimon oimer nimoy ka vlad ad shelo yotso. We'll see later on the daf where we're going to have this a little bit later. Reb Shimon holds. Where's Reb Shimon coming up? We'll get to it. Reb Shimon holds. Obviously, there's nothing there. There's a mush inside there. So we say, actually, below vlad. There's got a vlad. If there's a vlad, it's the time of the house. He understands that. No, we hold. We say that it was Nimoik. The vlad. Well, no, Nimoik, it got mushed up. Nimoik, it got. Disintegrate, I don't know what you call it exactly. It's before it came out, and it mixed with the dam, and it's bottling the dam. We'll see later. So there's no mess now to be metame the house. Okay? Now, says Rabbi Yochanan, this place here now, why are we assuming there's a vlad here? Because we're saying, ain't shilly below vlad. What does that mean? No. There's never shilly vlad. It means roiv shilly, it's a vlad. So viter it's a roiv, but this roiv is a vlad. Then we're going to be sorry if shum, whatever happens over there. Chaticho, third case. The Tanan, it's a Mishnah later. Actually, I should say the Tanya, it's a Brisa later. Hamapeles Yad, we're going to have the next Perek. It's an interesting Perek. It's called Hamapeles, the next Perek. Hamapeles, exactly that. It's all about miscarriages and strange things that she gave birth to. Different types of strange things. What's called a Vlad, Shibitumas Vlad, what's not called a Vlad. Technical, a lot of technical things there, but Hamapeles Yad Chatucho, a hand which is formed. Mechutachas b'tzurasa. I mean, it's a hand. It looks like a hand, but there's nothing else there. The regal chatucha. So again, our problem is, do we assume, now obviously the rest of the baby's not there, do we assume it came from a formed fetus? And that thing got, obviously it was a miscarriage, something happened over here, so it got mimoiked on the way out. But there was a vlad here. Oh no, it's some sort of a freak thing. It's like a piece that looks like a hand. In which case, there'll be no tumas later. It's not a vlad. That will come to an apel. It's the same what a vlad is, but a hand is not a vlad. A hand is only going to be a metame tumas later because we assume it came off of a formed fetus, which somehow got destroyed in the process of birth or before, whatever. Rice says, apel is yad chtucha v'regel chtucha imo tmeo later. She is tome tumas later. We don't say it came from a non-formed thing,
undeveloped.
If there's a developed hand, we assume there was a developed full body, but not, you know, fetus body. Now again, that's a roiv. That's just a roiv. Right. Let's take a look at the Rashi. So again, what do we do with her? What do we do with such a woman like that? Tumas later. So we don't know if it was a zocher in a cave, but that there's no way to figure out. So we're machmir. We give her 14 days of tumor, and then toihar till 40. You go, but you're giving her yemei toihar. That means you're assuming there was a vlad. If we have it sad, there's no vlad, we'd be machmir gans. 14 days tumah. Maybe she's a need that we go all the way, like we're going to learn on Mapelis. So let's see the Rashi. Ein choshen loyim lo yiu lo yimei toya shema ein ovlad. I don't take that into account. The dulam migufotum hu bo v'kaimel ba Mapelis ein ovlad. Why behind a kivadai? Give me the avina lo yimei toya. So obviously it's a vade. We're taking on vade. There was a vlad because we're not even dealing with the possibility there's no vlad. Why? We know for sure it's a roy vaita. So this is also a vadai dika roiv, and you'll be sorry if truma. So we have three cases where the roiv becomes a din vadai, which the truth is that's the normal thing it should be. I mean, the guys have to find the exception to this, so what he came to point out here. So that's three things. Marker that we spoke yesterday, shil yein shlibel vlad is a roiv, and that's a vadai, and the chtucha, that roiv noshim lav gufotam yolda. The Sulek, yes, there's no other cases where Roiv is a Vadeh. Generally speaking, every Roiv is a Vadeh. Vioika Teisha Chanuyas, the standard, the classic case of Roiv. The Sag. Teisha Chanuyas Kulan Moichin Bos Shchuto. There was a town, and there were nine kosher Abujos. Viachas Mocheres Psanavelo. Now you have to have, there's a big assumption here, that the kosher butcher sold kosher flesh. Okay, but social comment. But the Gemara assumed the kosher butcher sold kosher meat. So you have nine stores that are selling kosher meat, and one store that's selling nevelas. She went shopping. She went to the store. She bought a meat. She was fanumen that day. She was fatrach. She forgot what store she bought it in. That's called kovua. Let's continue once we'll come back. If you find a piece of meat in the street, halech achar horoiv. Again, what happened? You have nine shchutis and one treifa butcher. So let's keep out of trouble and assume the volume is the same in every store. That could get complicated if the one store has more volume than the nine, but let's leave that for now. So we clearly have a 90% roiv on kosher meat in the city. So if you find meat in the street, that's called nimtza. It's called the porish. Miruba porish. We assume it came from the roiv. Now, the first case, that's called kavua. That's an interesting halacha. That's azach, which is very hard to understand the svar. It's like there's a course of azach. That rov only works beporish, what we call, when it went out from its place. Like if I find a piece of meat in the street, it went out from its place. Its place is the store. It's Tzmoka Makfias is the store. That's where it was. It's now out of its place. Once the thing goes out of its place, we say kol deporish, whatever came out, miruba porish. But anything in the Tzmoka Makfias, that's exeris hakosu, that it's called 50-50. Even though there are nine stores that are kosher and one that's treif, when the shaila is, which store did she take it out of? She took it out, she bought it in the store. The suffix was noilan and the mokka makfiyas, the exeris hakosu is, it's called 50-50. Even though it's 9-1. So, those are trying to figure out rationale, some for that. But there's no rationale for that. It's exeris hakosu. Yeah, or avloya. I'm sorry? No, becomes 50-50. Becomes a 50-50 deal. Right, thanks a little. Good, but that's not our problem. Our Rai is the safer. What does that mean? You're allowed to eat the meat. So obviously you're going with a vados on the Rav. He came up with three cases where the Rav is counted as a vade. Mokah, shilya, and chtucha. In this case, a vade, you're allowed to eat the meat. Zogdi Gemara, tumah karmin, isol karmin. Of course there are more cases. But he's giving us the cases in tumah where it's a vada. Okay, Frank the Gemara, I got another one in tumah. Echad, a very famous case. Teisha tzvardim, v'sheret zechot b'neihim. You have ten of these shrotzim. Nine of them are tzvardim, that's on a sheret zechot b'tame. One of them is a sheret. Okay? Noga be'echot mehen. He touched one of them. V'eina yudeya be'ezim en noga. Again, if the, what do you call it, the ten, what do you want to call them here? The ten shrotzim, the ten things, nine of which are tzvardim, and one is a sheretz abim ekaimam. The guy walks over and touches one, he doesn't know which one he touched. That's vaita kavua. It didn't move, it's in its place. So that's a 50-50 sofik. What's the din of sofik tumor? Now we know already. Bishus hayochid, sveikai tome, bishus harabim, sveikai tome. We look at it like a 50-50 deal. Okay. But if you find one separated from the other, he didn't touch it, he touched it somewhere else. What's they do is tohor. Why? Because it's no longer kavua, now it's porish. Called the porish, miruba porish. correct? And I say the one that's there is of the nine, so it's a tzvadeya. Min tzalechach or a roiv. Again, that's the tumah vada. If it would be a sofek, it would be tomei shayochet. I mean, a sofek tumah would be tomei shayochet, like the reish. Obviously, becomes a vada. So again, you have a case of vadai. So you told me before he's only listing the tumah ones. Here's one in tumah and he didn't list it. Zog di gemara tumah di ishaku amrin and tumah di baal malogri. He's very limited, Rabbi Yochanan. He's saying a very limited statement. He's saying in tumah di isha there are three vadais. Okay, well, we still don't know what the point of that statement is. We'll get to it. Okay, this is pointed out by Achrayim. It's a very interesting thing over here. Because sofek tumah b'shayochit tomei is even against the cheskes tairi. If Sofik is Tome even in a weighted Sofik, where I have a Cheskes Tayr, that's not a 50-50 Sofik. Cheskes Tayr makes it a 90-10 Sofik, and yet I say it's Tome. But by Roiv, I say it's Tome. Roiv is a Vaday. Roiv is more than, I mean, we know Roiv is more than Chazok, we know Ruv, but it's not even a Sofik. If there'd be any Mokum Sofik, then it should be Tome, Bishul Sayochet. So I'm going to point out, it's an important thing to know. Roiv knocks it out of the ballpark. It's a vaday, it's vaday. Okay, next. So you're limiting Rabbi Yochanan to tumah de'isha.
What's the nitzavah?
It jumped out of its place. Well, the place is where they are. When the Sufik saw it, they are where they are, their habitat. Where the Sufik was Noila, whatever, where the Taroivus was. There's 10 things that I don't know what they are. That's now the Mokum HaSofik.
It's unidentifiable by the time it came out.
It's physical. Right.
It's dead, obviously.
So it's unidentifiable. Yeah, so I must have kicked it out. Something must have...
It's unidentifiable.
Right. Yeah, no, obviously it's unidentifiable. I mean, they look like frogs. I mean, also I have no problem here.
What?
They obviously all look like frogs, or else we wouldn't have a problem here. I mean, it says Teisha Tzvah. I mean, this type of shirt looks like a frog. I mean, well, it's not, I don't know what the whole shirt was. I mean, the other way you could say he touched it, we didn't know which one he touched. At this point you have to
see. Only eight shots of
another. Yeah, I'm saying, I know. I can't tell you. I'm not sure that's idea is what we call a frog either. I don't know 100%, but. Okay. What? Because you're talking now where one came out. So there's one over here and nine over here. So he touched this one, let him look what it is. That's his problem. See, when you have 10 here and he touched, you don't know which one he touched. They could be discernible. Now the suffix is you have 10 here, one jumps over here and jumps, he's dead. So I have 9 here and 1 here and he touched this one. That's the second case, Nimtza. One is over here, 9 are over here, he touched this one and he doesn't know what it is. So obviously he can't tell what it is. In the second case, you're right, it has to be no longer discernible. Yeah, it could be right. Maybe after they die, they shrivel up. Probably once they shrivel up, they're not Tommy. Okay, I don't know. I'm going to get see this here somewhere. Okay, so he's limited to tumah de'isha. So I have a case of tumah de'isha, not a case there too. Tumah v'amlokim v'ho'iko hadom Reb Shimon Levi ovra b'nohar. She was walking through some water, a river. V'hipilu shara polo. Rashi tav ein yadum v'lada. We don't even know if it's a v'lada now. We don't know. It got lost in the water. Mevi'a korban v'nechal. She brings a korban later, the chatos, but it's nechal. Now we learned, I forgot where already. Home to me, somewhere over there, you can have a chatos abol asofik. Chatos oiv is abol asofik. So your lettuce, who's molida sofik zach, would still bring a chatos, but it wouldn't be nechal. Chatos oiv abol asofik is not nechal, because it might be a chulin, and then it's malika, so it's nevela. But here it says korban nechal. That means she's bringing a real chatos. Why halech achar roiv noshim v'roiv noshim vlad ma'al yaldon? So right there, here's a roiv that's a vada. It's not a sofik anymore. She's bringing the korban and she's eating it. That means it's a chatas vada. So here again, you have a roiv. This is in tumah de'isha. This mamish came out the same case he was talking about. He was talking about regal yad chatucha. What? No, but it's not kavua. This is Rubin Alessa Kamon. This is not Rubin Alessa Kamon. Kavur is only by the Rubin Alessa Kamon's numbers. This is one of those roivs. Most women have different type of roiv. Okay. Empathy Gemara. Masnis and Koamrina. Shmaitz Aloy Kamrina. When he listed the three, he meant three Mishnayis or Brises. This happens to be a member of an Amoira. He was listing three cases in very limited statement. Three cases in Tumad the Isha in Mishnayis or Brises that the roiv is of Adam. Again, we still didn't get to the point of what he wanted over here, but we'll see in 2 seconds. Okay. Now, the Gemara has an interesting kasha here, which is referring to a Gemara on Daf Chof Tes. It refers to it in a very enigmatic way, shall we say, without saying what it's talking about. Baruch Hashem, was a very complicated day to go over there. So we'll leave it for there. On this memory of Rabbi Yeshua over here, that we assumed it was a Vlad, on Daf Chof Tes, Vokiyosu Rovin Omar, Rovin came and said, Mosu Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina Toye. Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina had a kasha on Rabbi Yeshua from a brisa about Toye. Toye means a woman who lost cheshbon. It's a more complicated case over there. We'll have fun when we get to it. She's completely lost track of what's going on there. Yotze, she left us pregnant. She comes back without. That much we know. In the last 3 weeks, she hasn't seen Dam. And then 10 weeks, she saw 1 week Dam, 1 week not Dam. Get the cheshbon out where she's holding in her cheshbon. It's called Toye. Fragment is right now, but Reb Yosef Reb Chanina, from that mess of the Brisa, came out with a kash on Reb Yeshua. He showed that you can't assume she certainly had a vlad from that Brisa. Now Ravina said over there, he said, Reb Yosef Reb Chanina said that from that Brisa of Toya, we have a kash on Reb Yeshua. Ravin said, V'lo yedana maita yufte. I don't know what his kash is. There's no kash. Now, the Gemara thought at first, what do you mean? You might thought he meant to say that not only is there no kash from there, but there's a raya from there. Let's leave the arithmetic comes out because too many is a raya. If you wouldn't have a certain for Vlad, you wouldn't have so many sfeikis. Maybe we wouldn't be so machmerer. Whatever, we don't let it go to the mikveh until we work out all the days. So if there'd be no Vlad, if you would know for sure there was a Vlad, you'd have less problems. My love, loyti yuft el sayat. Fakir is bringing a raya from there. Look, if he's bringing a raya from that brisa, then in that brisa it says this roif. That's what I thought he was saying. So the Gemara says, no, loy dum loyti yuft el sayat. He didn't mean to say it. He didn't say there's a raya from that brisa to that roif. It just says there's no kasher from that brisa. Okay. So again, we're remaining with the Bjorn's statement. We're back to that statement. He made an interesting statement. There are three roifs in Tumah de'isha, in Mishnayos and Brises, that Chazal treated as a roiv v'vada, which is l'chura no chiddush, because roiv generally is a vada. Now Gemara comes to me, lemute mai. He obviously meant to say that there's a case that's not a vada. That's his chiddush. Which case did he mean by that? Lemute mai. Meaning, we got to come up now with a case of roiv that we still treat as a sofek. And that's what he meant to say. These three cases are that one. That case is not. Oh, so ilaymo limute rubo diika chazoka bahadei. Maybe he meant to say that a roiv that has a chazoka against it, there it will remain a soft. Even though Rub of Chazoka Rub ordered, Rub is stronger, there it will remain a soft. The low Safin said, there we won't be Serif Truma, which is a soft. Look, that's a good idea, but he said that already somewhere else. That can't be what he means to be telling me here, because he said it somewhere else. Let's see what he said. It's going to take a little time here. That he told us once already, that when you have Rub against Chazoka, correct? It'll only be suffering. Let's see this case here. The Tanan, Tinika Nimtso, Bitsado Iso, Ubotzik Biyod. That's a famous case. You have a baby sitting here, and there's an Iso over here. In the baby's hand is a piece of Botzik. The way Rashi learns is, so we know that the baby took the Botzik. So we know the baby touched the Iso. The question is the baby Tomei or not? Remeyer Matai. Remeyer is Matai. We'll see in a second one. Vachachomim Matamin. Why? Shedarko Sheltinok Litapeach. He fools around. What's the word for Litapeach?
Poke about.
Okay, very good. I'm going to learn English from this yet. Darko Sheltinok Litapeach Zoklashi Bishrotz. A baby pokes around all of it. We can assume the baby's tomei from Tumas Sheretz, Mela the Botzei. That's how Rashi learns. We know for sure he touched the Isla. Question is he tomei? Remeya says Tor. Hachom say tomei. My time in the Remeya, let's go slow. Kosovar roiv tinoikus betapchim. Maski, Mavad is a roiv. Miut ein betapchim. Okay? Now, Reb Meir happens to be the famous person. That's Chashina Lemiuta. So he doesn't. Right. The Isa Zu Becheskis Tahira Medes. That's another fact. You have the Cheskis Tahira of the Isa here. Smoich Miuta Lechazoka. What we do sometimes. No, the Miut and the Chazoka add up. They're both up against the Roy. The Isra Le Rubo. The Rubo is now weaker. No, if there'd be no Chazoka, the Rov would take over. Well, that's also not so simple in Ramei, but let's drop that now. So now you have Miut and Chazok against the Roiv. Now the Gemara Yevamah says that's still a 50-50. But this, as we learned, is an Ein Bo Das Lishul. The baby or the doe, either one is Ein Bo Das Lishul. And Ein Bo Das Lishul is Sofek Tomek Tor, even the Shayoch. That's a Meir. Rabbonon, and it does say Rabbonon hold Roiv is takes care of no, you don't, there's no considerations against Roiv, there's no Miut, we don't deal with the Miut. Rabbonon Miutu Kemandales Sedomi, the Ruba Chazoka, Ruba Odin. According to him, it's a simple question. You have a Roiv that says Tome, and a Chazoka says Tor. Ruba Chazoka, Ruba Odin, it is Tome. Now, can we burn Truma on this or not? Is this a Vadai Truma treat or Sophic? It was a Machaloikis. Omre Shlokish, Mishum Rebbeishia, Zui Chazoka, she serves as a Truma. What's it? He calls it a chazok. He means the roiv. I mean, because these type of roivs, blessed, it's really chazok. I mean, it's came out the same thing. But okay, anyway. Reb Yochanan Omar, ein zu chazok shomus hatrumo. What is Reb Yochanan saying? That this roiv is up against chazoko. I've had a chazoko, but we treat it as a sofik. We're not sorry with trumo. So he said it already. He already told us. That this idea that when Rov is up against the Chazok, it's not going to be Soyer if it's a Truma, it's not Vadai. So we're back to where we started before. What did he mean, Lemu'ute? What did he mean to exclude? If he meant to exclude when the Rov goes up against the Chazok, he said that already once. Now you have an interesting problem. You just told me for four times that Reb Yochanan is a very limited discussion to Tuma de Isha. This is not Tuma de Isha over here. So that's a problem. It wasn't what I was saying over here. He's talking in the world of Tuma de Isha. He meant to tell me that in Tuma de Isha, maybe that's what he meant to exclude. In Tuma de Isha, when Rov is against Chazok, it's a Sofek. What did he tell me? Said it right. He didn't say in Tuma de Isha. He said it over there. The Tais is very bothered. Rashi says that if he said it there, there's the Rashi, and I can learn it here too. Where's the Rashi? 1 minute. Yeah. He didn't say it in Tumah De'isha. He said it in general. What? The Hecha the Sosra Chazoka LeRubel Azina BosaRubel Shavi Kebat UMeMei LeShamina LeTumah De'isha. I know it. So he's not happy with that, but okay. The kids, so we want to know what case is he being mimaid? Where's a case of Roy? Besides Roiv against Chazok, this type of case, where the Roiv will not be a Vatai. So the Gemara comes up with it. It's in Amapelas, right? We're going to have it soon. Ela lamute ruba de Reb Yehuda. What's the case? The Tanan. Hamapelas chatich. The first mission, the next parak. She's mapela chatich. Especially, there's no form at all. It's a piece of tissue, okay? Sheitaze. Im yesh imodam tmeyo. If dam comes out, she's tmei, not later. This is not a vlad, this is a piece of tissue. Meat made, but flesh, I don't know, something like that. That's not metame. If dam comes out, she's a nido, so why not? V'im lav toir, posh it. Reb Yehuda omer benkach, hu benkach tmei. Whether it is dam or there's no dam, she has tumas nido. What's the machlokes over here? It's a kama v'kama pshot in the beginning of next parak. We're going to have three of them right now, two of them actually. V'om Reb Yehuda omer Shmuel, we're going to learn in the next Mishnah that there are four colors. Well, actually five, but anyway, four colors of red that are dam. Anything else the Chazal knew was not dam. That is dam amish to a science. We'll have it exactly in the next Mishnah. Avol shar minei domim tohira. That's what's going on over here. Nobody is saying. I'm sorry. If the chetira comes out and it's green, there's nothing to discuss. We're talking when a chticha comes out and it's dam. It looks like dam. Reb Yehuda holds she's tumeya because we treat the tissue, whatever you want to call it, as solid dam. Since it has the color of dam, it's dam that congealed, chayis nedvos. So she's a nida. Chachom say no, the chaticha is bosa, it's red bosa. It's not dam. That's the machloikas. That's according to Reb Yehuda Mashmur. So there has nothing to do with us, nothing to do with Roiv. It's a machloikas whether chatichas bosa, I don't know if it's called bosa. Rashi calls it bosa. I don't know what it is exactly. It has no tzur. It's like a lump tissue, let's call it. If dam, call it tissue, is treated like solid dam or not, it has nothing to do with us. Nothing to do with roiz over here. That's the first job. It has nothing to do with us. Rabbi Yechon learns the different mission. We're in the world of Rabbi Yechon, right? Rabbi Yechon learns the mission different. Rabbi Yechon no mashal arba minei domim. If that tissue is colored like dam, dive hakel tmeya. That's not the machloikis. Everybody holds that red tissue is dam, and she's a nida. That's not the machloikis. What is the machloikis? V'shasha domim dive hakel toyer. So that's clear. A piece of tissue we treat like a discharge. If it's red, it's dam. She's a nida. It's not leid. It's not vlad. It's nida. If it's green, she's toyer. That everybody agrees. What's the machloik? You see it? Loi nechloku elo keshehipilo ve'eni edas mahipilo. So what do we have here? If the chticha was red, she's tome tumasni. If the chticha was green, she's not. That's l'chol ha'deis. She lost the chticha before she got to the roof. So what's tutma? Reb Yehud, that's the machloikis. Chachomim said, only if there's dam, no dam. Based on that, we can't be metame her. Reb Yehuda says, we can be metame her. Reb Yehuda sova, zil bosa roiv chtiches. We go bosa roiv chtiches, and somehow Chazal knew, the roiv chtiches shel arba mine domim habyon. They knew that roiv chtiches, that women on apple, look red. So we can assume this chticha was red, and if it's red, we all agree, it's tome. Virabonon, savrei, they don't hold from that roif. Good, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? She was mapel chticha. We don't know what color it was. We metame her because roif chtichas are me'arba mine domi. Let's see the Rashi. Yeah, lo yamin zilbos roif chtichas zilos svil roif chtichas shel dal mine dom. Ashmina Rabbi Yochanan leel. That's his chiddush. Those three roifs I said before, mokashili v'chaticha, that's a roif to be soyrif on. This roif, you'll not be soyrif. As Tosis calls a roif she'ein ogomo. We're not so. In other words, it's not such a strong roif. We give him a kaimus holchulach a roif. V'sulo lemute ho rubed rebuta. This roif of roif chtiches shel dalin mine domim heim is nisht as a starke roif. If we make her a nida, but if she'll touch truma, we're not going to burn it. The Rabbi Yehuda doesn't bossuba loy kivadei mashvis leilisoyv al mago esat truma.